listener production.
Fire towers across our patch are getting a boost. There's reports of record amounts of rubbish in our forests, and the population of our state continues to climb. Good morning, it's Amy Ross with you. Weather today across the region, we're heading for tops of 21 in Mount Gambier and 25 in Narracourt. Fire towers within the Green Triangle are getting an upgrade. 7, including a new one in Penola, are set to be refurbished, with full camera-based fire detection systems to be installed in the lower southeast by the 2023-24 fire season. Forest Industries Minister Claire Scrivens reckons it's essential we protect the GET, as it's one of the powerhouses of the country's forest products industry. 141 is disappointed with the state of our forests, though. They say they've seen a record amount of rubbish being dumped in our green areas. In the past year, they say they've found abandoned vehicles, general waste, white goods, and even a kitchen sink. Gambier Area Supervisor Jeremy Cookson says not only is dumping an environmental and fire risk, it's also illegal. Coonawarra has welcomed in the 2023 vintage, officially opened. This year's yield is looking to be moderate, with the quality of red grapes expected to be excellent. Coonawarra Vignerons Chief Hugh Coe says the area's economy heavily relies on the vintage.
It's a really big economic driver, and as a result of that, of course, that creates all our jobs. It effectively gives us all our services in Coonawarra as well. It drives our visitation and people to the cellar doors to come and see us and experience the wine.
The population of our state has grown by more than 25,000 people in a year. The Australian Bureau of Statistics reports that in 2022, the population grew by 1.4% to 1.83 million. More people are choosing to call South Australia home, with both overseas and interstate migration pushing the growth rate up. Ahead of the AUKUS deal, the Premier wants nuclear skills programs to be injected into Limestone Coast primary and high schools. He's told the Advertiser it's to prepare for future workers for any state-based submarine construction. It's estimated up to 80% of workers building the submarines will need nuclear skills. Premier Malinauskas reckons there's a lot of work to be done to build the required workforce for the project. And dog owners have come together to create new friendships in Millicent. The group of approximately a dozen met at the Domain Parklands with their canine buddies for a walk before meeting up with the Millicent and Surrounds new residents and friends group for a barbecue. The group's co-convener Daryl Lucas says the walk was their first monthly meetup for 2023. He's told the SE Voice they've got a few more group activities planned for the rest of the year. Checking out some sport now, the final round in the regular season of the Limestone Coast women's footy season has wrapped up. Casterton Sanford bested Kongerong, going 99-5. Kybe Bolart got on top of South Gambier, going 44-12. Two teams were able to keep a clean score sheet, with Penola going 127-0 over Kalangadu. And in the highest scoring match of the round, the Tigers kicked 24 goals, going 162-0 over Millicent. And Angelo Carouses has won the Formula 500's SA for the third year in a row at the Borderline Speedway.